United Nations envoy Razali Ismail held talks with Burma's senior general Thursday on the final day of a three-day visit in an effort to secure the release of democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi. Mr. Razali had earlier met with Aung San Suu Kyi at her residence, as well as other supporters of her National League for Democracy party. Razali Ismail, on a mission to have all restrictions on opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi lifted, said he had held useful talks Thursday with the military government senior general Tan Shui. The meeting capped a round of talks by Mr. Razali, who has been dispatched by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan to press Burma's government, the State Peace and Development Council, or SPDC, to restart dialogue with Aung San Suu Kyi. On Wednesday, Mr. Razali held talks with Burma's recently appointed Prime Minister Khin Yunt. Later that day, he met for 90 minutes with Aung San Suu Kyi at her residence. Since late 2000, Mr. Razali has been trying to broker reconciliation talks between the opposition and the government. But the effort came to a dramatic halt on May 30th when government supporters attacked her political convoy in northern Burma. In a new tact, Mr. Razali, in talks with ethnic leaders from Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, urged them to support the roadmap recently announced by Prime Minister Khin Yunt. The roadmap calls for steps to national elections and the drafting of a new constitution. Burma's last constitutional convention was suspended in 1996 after a boycott by the NLD. Aung Zaw, editor of the Thai-based independent newspaper, The Irrawaddy, says Mr. Razali appears to be looking to Khin Yunt's roadmap as a way to break through the current political stalemate.
So my impression is that yesterday, after he talked to ethnic leaders in Rangoon, he seems to be quite close to the Khin Yunt roadmap plan, asking ethnic leaders to support along the way, but together with NLD and other ethnic groups.
But Aung Zaw says NLD members were reluctant to return to the draft constitution and instead were looking to redraw a new one, a move unlikely to be supported by the Rangoon government. Several members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, due to meet at a summit of leaders in Bali next week, have pressed the Rangoon government to free Aung San Suu Kyi. Burma, a member of ASEAN since 1997, has faced widespread criticism over its detention of Aung San Suu Kyi from fellow ASEAN members. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.